go to number 22, revenue and camping reports, and then after this, we are going to take a short break.
Good morning again, Madam Chair, Commissioner, Secretary Roland, Jeff Enmeter, and Parks Director for Game Fish and Parks. It's always good to go right before a break, so we'll make this quick. All good news, if you turn to tab 22 in your books there, we'll take these pages one at a time. Had a really good May. We were up 10% camping-wise for the month of May. Any of the down parts you see there are all of our primitive areas where we have very little facilities, pretty much a boat ramp and a grass spot to camp. But almost all of our main park areas are up. Just a really good month of May. We're excited about that. Much different than last year. If you turn the next page over, look at the year-to-date camping numbers. The trend here this year has been we got off to a faster start than we did last year, again with the weather. Fishing's been really good. That certainly helps our numbers. So there's people camping and fishing all over the state right now. This is that time of year where there's a lot of excitement for that kind of stuff. So we're up 13% year to date. So before let's turn one more page there. Camping units, you see a bar chart there with kind of a trend line on it. You can see we're very close to where we were at for record years back on the 21-22 era there. That's going to be a steep hill to climb, but we're very excited about the trend we're on right so now. Hopefully the weather continues. May, one thing I will say about May is we did have about a half a weekend extra in May, so sometimes the timing of how weekends go can affect the numbers a little bit, but even with that, we feel like we're on a strong pace. So any questions about camping before we move into our revenue report?
Seeing none.
Okay. Turn the page over and we'll look at our revenue. May, our trend, not as strong as previous months with license sales, but still up with our annual license sales, 2%. Daily license sales are up 6%. That's exciting. That remains strong. And I think a lot of that is fishing and folks coming out to the parks and taking advantage of that. You notice our motor coach permits are down like 71%. That's purely a timing issue of when that money's deposited. Don't be alarmed about that. We'll catch up with that later on here. And that can be the case with some of these other numbers too. Camping services, that's probably the most exciting number for me in this report, is we're up 5% for the month. So super excited about that. Overall, 4%. Again, call center fees, a little drop there, but that's a good thing because we're trying to push people to do online reservations. It's cheaper for them. It's cheaper for us when they do that. So year-to-date revenue for the month of May, really good, strong trends with our license sales, up 10% in annual license sales, up 13% in our daily license sales. So a lot of that speaks to the weather and our marketing efforts, we hope, we feel. The one negative number there for the most part is our second annual licenses sales. Again, like we talked about yesterday with the rule change or proposal we had in front of you, we just continue to see drops in those sales of those licenses. So no surprise there at all. And that's easily made up with the double license sales. Other than that, overall we're up 7% year to date. We feel very good about that. So with that, I would take any questions.
Any questions for Jeff? Commissioner Cole?
I just have a question. I want to see if I'm doing an analogy correct here. As I'm looking at the first page, I'm trying to compare obviously what we have here locally, like Custer State Park and Lewis and Clark. And if I've done that, I just want to be sure that I'm pretty close. I'm just putting in there Chief White Crane, Lewis and Clark, and Pearson Ranch. I'm not including Springfield in those. But if you look at those, like this year, that'd be 7856. And Custer State Park is 7182. Is that, am I comparing a land mass that's similar? But I know the big question I have is, how many available camp spots on those three versus Custer State Park? Is that something you can answer, or do you need some time to find that?
Yeah. Madam Chair, Commissioner Cole, great question. So Lewis and Clark, as you heard yesterday on the tour, has the largest number of campsites in the state. We have 417 sites when you include them all at Lewis and Clark. Chief White Crane, 146 sites, and Pearson Ranch, 69 sites. Custer, I believe, is at 384. Don't quote me on that, but it's somewhere in that neck of the woods. So, yeah, when you add that up, there's close to 700 campsites locally here, and Custer has 384. Custer puts a lot of people through their sites, but does that answer your question?
Yeah, it did. So the logical question would be Custer State Park is our gem. It's our diamond. And obviously, there's, to me, it looks like we need more camping places. And I'm going to leave that at that, but I want to, you know, I realize that that's a political potato. However, I mean, this is like the prime example. Look what we have here. And even, I think, you know, I grew up in the hills a lot of the time, so I get the private campgrounds. But I think if we offer something, there's going to be more people there. And there's, I think that's something that may be a long-term project, but I think it's something that we should really consider. That's more of an opinion, so you don't have to answer that.
Thank you for that. Can I?
Yes, please.
Any other questions first off?
I do have one.
Okay.
On the last page, I'm noticing the pet fees is up 1,221%. I'm guessing this is a result from the decision that the commission made last year. So we are seeing more folks that are bringing their pets.
So, correct. Last year, we initiated the pet fee. And I believe we officially started charging that with any of the July 1 reservations and beyond. So, yeah, the number's a little, obviously, accelerated, if you would, this year. But we really do want to track that. It's something you folks put in place, and we're curious to see how that's working out. So,
good
stuff. Looks like we've got a little digit number there off. I don't quite understand why it says 699.88. I didn't catch that, but anyway, we'll look into that. But I just want to take the opportunity to thank each one of you for taking the time to tour our areas here the other day and drive through those. We do appreciate your support. It was fun to have you see what we offer the public. I think our parks are second to none in the nation, not just locally, in the nation. I also want to thank Commissioner Cole for hosting us. Just a wonderful facility to have this in, and wonderful host. So thank you.
All right. Very